Yes, I know. Who died for me? Yes, I know. Who rose again? Yes, I know. Who ascended? My Jesus Christ is my coming King. Yes, I know. Who saved my soul? Yes, I know. Who forgave my sins? Yes, I know. He who set me free. My Jesus Christ is my Redeemer. There is a kind of that you have to remove, okay? Yes, I know the Holy One. Yes, I know who sanctified me. Yes, I know who gave me power. My Jesus Christ is my true fortress. Yes, I know who made me whole. Yes, I know who my healer is. Yes, I know he whose word cures me. My Jesus Christ is my physician. Yes, I know who lost my soul. Yes, I know he who gives me peace. Yes, I know he whose joy I have. My Jesus Christ is my only hope. Yes, I know who cares for me. Yes, I know who protects my life. Yes, I know who my anchor is. My Jesus Christ is my Lord, my Shepherd Lord. Yes, I know who meets my need. Yes, I know who provides for me. Yes, I know who sustains me. My Jesus Christ is my all in all. We go. Yes, I know who died for me. Yes, I know who rose again. Yes, I know he who ascended. My Jesus Christ is my coming King. My Jesus Christ is my coming King. I'm so glad I am born again. Satan has nothing more in me. My name is written in the book of life. Yes, I know I am born again, and therefore I'm a child of God. Oh, yes, I know heaven is mine. Oh, yes, I know. Who saved my soul? Yes, I know. Who forgave my sins? Yes, I know. He who set me free. My Jesus Christ is my Redeemer. My Jesus Christ is my Redeemer. I'm so glad I'm born again. Satan has nothing more in me. My name is written in the book of life. Yes, I know I am born again, and therefore I know the Holy One. Yes, I know who sanctified me. Yes, I know who gave me power. My Jesus Christ is my true fortress. Jesus Christ is my true fortress. Yes, I know who made me whole. Yes, I know who my healer is. Yes, I know he who conquers me. My Jesus Christ is my physician. My Jesus Christ is my physician. I'm so glad I am born again. Satan has nothing more in me. Is written in the book of life. Yes, I know I am born again, and therefore I'm a child of God. Oh, yes, I know heaven is mine. Oh, yes, I know who made me whole. Yes, I know who my healer is. Yes, I know he is what cures me. My Jesus Christ is my physician. My Jesus Christ is my physician. I'm so glad I am born again. Satan has nothing more in is written in the book of life. Yes, I know I am born again, and therefore I'm a child of God. Oh, yes, I know heaven is mine. Oh, yes, I know who loves my soul. Yes, I know he who gives me peace. Yes, I know whose joy I have. My Jesus Christ is my only hope. My Jesus Christ is my only hope. I'm so glad I am born again. Satan has nothing more in me. Is written in the book of life. Yes, I know I am born again, and therefore I'm a child of God. Oh, yes, I know cares for me. Yes, I know who protects my life. Yes, I know who my anchor is. Jesus Christ is my shepherd, Lord. My Jesus Christ is my shepherd, Lord. I'm so glad I am born again. Satan has nothing more in me. My name is written in the book of life. As I know I am born again, and therefore I'm a child of God. Oh yes, I know heaven is mine. Yes, I know who means my name. Yes, I know who provides for me. Yes, I know he who sustains me. My Jesus Christ is my all in all. My Jesus Christ is my all in all. I'm so glad I am born again. I am born again. Satan has nothing more in me. My name is written in the book of. Yes, I know I am born again, and therefore I am child of God. Oh yes, I know heaven is mine. Oh. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are so good. You are so good to me. My Father, you are very good, Lord. You are so good, my Lord. You are so good. Yes, Lord. You are so good. You are so good to me. Come on, sing it again, Lord. You are so good. You are so good, dear Lord. You are so good. You are so good to me. You are good, Lord. You are good. Oh Lord, you are good. What did he do? You saved my soul. You healed my body. You made me whole. You set me free. You are good to me, very good, very good. You are good, oh Lord, you are good, you are good, oh Lord, you are good. You save my soul, you heal my body, you make me whole, you set me free. You are good to me, very good, very good. You are good, oh Lord, you are good, you are good, you are good, oh Lord, you are good. You save my soul, you heal my body, you make me whole, you set me free. You are good to me, very good. Father, our Father, this is another day you have made. The grace you granted us to see yesterday, and also the light of today, for this we appreciate you. Father, we know for sure you are the one taking care of us. We know the role you are playing in our lives. We know without you, we can't survive. We can't succeed. But by your grace, we are who we are. Thank you, our Father. Thank you for bringing us to your presence again. Thank you for all you always release to us every time we come to your presence. Thank you for what you plan to do for us today and what you will do. We are grateful to you. As we go into your word, lead us. Amen. Direct us. Amen. Father, teach us. Amen. Talk to us. Amen. Tell us what the devil will not be able to remove from our hearts. Amen. Cause it to be so clearly written in our hearts. Amen. That we will not forget them. Amen. Father, make them so real to us. Amen. That when we are to use them, we will have them to use. Amen. And as we use your word will produce the right result in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the instrument, major instrument, through which we direct our lives. Amen. Father, give us the grace to cooperate with you. Amen. So that your word will have its full work and will succeed. Amen. In our lives. Amen. That it will not fail in our lives. Amen. Thank you, our Father. You, Satan, keep me from this gathering. You can't walk here. Yes. You can't operate here. Yes. We are not here for you. Yes. We are here for Jesus. Yes. Take away. Stay away from us. Yes. Take away everything you come with. And stay away permanently. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, Holy Ghost, take control. Yes. Cause your word to come alive. Yes. As we read it today. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Praise the Lord. We give glory to God for another opportunity to share the word of God in the presence of God. The teaching we've been having about money riches and the good things of life is what we are continuing in. We have been studying the Bible on this subject systematically. We started by looking at the place of money in the life of man. After that, we looked at riches that come from God. We jumped spiritual riches. We've been studying about believers and the good things of life. By the good things of life, we said we are looking at everything that makes life worth living, such as food, good food, raiment, clothing, mobility, and so on and so forth. We have looked at topics such as the kingdom of God and the good things of life, preparation for the good things of life, provisions for the good things of life, the path to the good things of life. We studied that for 2 weeks. The first week we talk about why we must not worry, basing that on Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 25. And we said that to worry is to bring the problem, the load of tomorrow, into today. To overload our today with the load of tomorrow. That to worry is like removing the steering of one's life from the hand of God and placing it in the hand of the devil. It's like saying to God, I can handle my situation, I can handle my case, hand off. After that, we looked at there's need for us to seek the kingdom of God, and how to seek the kingdom of God, basing that on Matthew 6:33, where we are told, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The topic before us today is how to pursue the good things of life. Everybody say it. I beg your pardon. The need and how. The need and how. The need and how to pursue the good things of life. Almost everyone in the world is directly or indirectly pursuing the good things of life. Knowingly or unknowingly, every man in the world is pursuing the good things of life. Some are doing this the right way, others are doing it using the satanic and destructive methods. I repeat, almost everyone in the world is directly or indirectly pursuing the good things of life. Some are doing this the right way, others are using satanic and destructive methods to look for them. Truly, every man is in need of the good things of life. Jesus said, your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. Mostly, these are what men spend almost every day of their lives to look for. Like Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:32-34. It is this pursuit of the good things of life that often moves people from one place to another in the world. I was watching Al Jazeera station, hearing news yesterday. And I saw how people were running to catch moving train. And this person was struggling. They climbed, I think it's a cargo train. They climbed to the top of this tanker and sit on top. This one. I didn't hear the whole of the story. They wanted to go to somewhere, maybe no transportation or no money. And they saw the train as a cheap means of getting to where they are going. What are they going to look for? The good things of life. About 3 days ago, the Italians that intercepted these human traffickers, what do you call them? Boats. If you hear the news, it's a daily occurrence. People trying to cross to Europe through boats. The boats were usually overloaded and they often capsize. If you know how many people die every year trying to cross from Africa to Europe through illegal means. So I want to go to Australia. So I want to get to Turkey. Others want to get to some of these countries. And sometimes the coast guard of some of these countries will see them drifting on the sea. They go to rescue them. When if they succeed in rescuing them, they bring them to a camp. And from there, load them to plane. Transport them to where they are coming from. Some of you may have brothers in America, in Britain, in Germany, maybe in Korea. The people at home, they praise the parents that are there. Ulomosi Ilu Oyinbo. What has the child gone to do in Ilu Oyinbo? That his mother was doing bad day. He couldn't come. I'm not recommending bad day. His mother was doing chieftaincy, whatever. He couldn't come. His mother was dying. The mother was sick, dying in the hospital. He couldn't come. His father's house collapsed. Neighbors come to rescue Baba. He couldn't come. And they thank God that he has a money low in Bo. 10 years he can't come. 15 years he can't come. What's he looking for there? Come on, people. Good things of life. I've told you that people sleep under bridges in Europe today. Just like they do at Ojo Elegbe and Yaba. Under bridges. Where the new occupant will come and the old occupant will say, I'm the owner of this place. So if you want to sleep, move to the next place. So you can't sleep well. You don't see my cloth here. Fighting for space under bridges. What move people from one location to the other in some cases, not only relocating them, but dislocating them, is the pursuit of the good things of life. A Yoruba day says, Ise aje lo so monu bi oko. If you want to know the meaning of that, oko in Yoruba means stone. The stone you throw. So he said, the pursuit of money is what throws away a child like stone. Some children have traveled abroad for 15 years. The parents have not seen them. They've not been able to come back home. Let me tell you, it's the good things of life they are pursuing. You say, why can't you come back? Ah, so many things. So many things. We are not saying it is bad or good. Even when people go to church, in most cases, it is to be able to pray and get the good things of life. That is why any church where they are focusing on heaven, holiness, righteousness, serving God, do not attract as many people as churches where they often talk about enemies, riches, prosperity, money, and other things of life. There are those who even go as far as mortgaging their souls so as to be able to get these things. They go into what they know is deadly and destructive. Do you have a prostitute in the world today who doesn't know that that is the shortest way to cash in AIDS? Come on, people. Huh? But you have prostitutes today. Maybe you need to be told. that Nigeria is one of the oldest country in the world, in case you don't know. The world is so dirty. Countries are legalizing prostitution today. Àwọn ìjọba àgbáyé wọ́n fi ààyè gba iṣẹ́ aṣẹ́wó ṣíṣe, they license them. So if you want to be a prostitute, you go to the local government, the ministry of whatever, whatever, you get your form, you fill out your data, you submit your form, they issue you license. From that day, you are a legal prostitute. You can then advertise yourself on the newspaper. You can advertise yourself by the roadside. You can rent a permanent room in an hotel, and customers come to fornicate with you. And you say that's your business. Maybe you don't know, we have a lot of married prostitutes in the world today. Married prostitutes. I read the story of one. I think the husband was a lawyer. I was a professional prostitute. She was a professional prostitute. And when they interviewed her, she said, my husband has time he goes for work. I have the time I go for work. So I know when I close. He knows when he closes. See? So we know when we come back home to meet each other. And the husband sees us. That's our job. Somebody may not like this, but any story pastor get, now he used to preach his sermon. Because if you don't put story for your sermon will be in the dark. Amen.
Amen.
And nobody likes anybody to tell negative story about him. But the Bible is full of negative story. What do we do about it? A sister in this church traveled abroad for business. And she met a Nigerian. Hello, they greeted. Where do you stay? I want to get an hotel accommodation. Why do you get a hotel accommodation when I did here, my your sister? Come and stay in my place. And she gave thanks to God that she met a Nigerian there. I think a Yoruba woman. And they were there. Then towards evening, he saw that the woman have changed. Not a young lady, elderly woman. She has changed to Kweperempe. Wore deadly dress. And as our sister who, you know the way you look, you don't talk, but your look talks. And as our sister will look, the woman said, ah, that's what I do here. What's he doing there? Ashawo. What are they all looking for? It's not pleasure. It's not enjoyment. In most cases, good things of life. Somebody will say money. And when you get money, what do you want to use it for? To acquire food, clothing, shelter, mobility, another thing that makes life worth living. The point we are making is that almost every man in the world is pursuing the good things of life. And some people even mortgage their souls, some their future, to get, at least for now, the good things of life. Let me tell you, do I call them the best? I don't know what to use to qualify them. Special class of Ashewo, if you want to get them in Nigeria, go to higher institutions. Evening time, you see them coming out of their various accommodations, hostels, to the roadside, as if they are traveling. They are traveling to nowhere. Then when they see a car, lift, they are looking for customers. Do you know that some will do it and will not even read the book again? Because they are making sufficient money, at least for now. But what are they destroying? Their tomorrow and the tomorrow of their children, to get it for now. What can we say about those who use their children their parents, parts of their bodies, and their lives, etc., to make juju money. Is it not to be able to enjoy the good things of life? We are covering three areas under this study. We are looking at what it means to pursue. The need to pursue. The right way of pursuing the good things of life. What it means to pursue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joshua 2:5. And it came to pass after the time of shutting of the gates, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I want not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. Though the word pursue primarily has to do with running after something or someone, the English dictionaries give it some other meanings. The one that has to do with our study as given in the Oxford Talking Dictionary is as follows: to follow with intent to overtake and capture. This is what it means to pursue. What we mean by the pursuit of the good things of life, therefore, is the intent of men to overtake and capture the good things of life for their own advantage. There are both legitimate and illegitimate ways of doing this. There are both the right way and the wrong way of pursuing the good things of life. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you. Love not the world does not mean don't look for the things you need in the world. The need to pursue. You know what? Teaching Bible is like this. When you are teaching how believers should live their lives, it's like you push something. Sometimes as you push, it is going beyond the normal. You use another message to bring it back. If one listens to the one that pushes to the right, if he doesn't come back to listen to the one that pushes to the left, he will not live a balanced life. So when we preach, don't love the world, don't love the world, don't pursue the world, give your life to Jesus, follow Jesus, there's a way you will hear it that you become totally useless to yourself. At the same time, when we say no, you need the good things of life, they are made for your own enjoyment. If you don't hear the other one, you will pursue the good things of life and you will not remember to return to Jesus. And that is why we have to balance it. Amen. We have to do what? Balance it. Is there any need for us to pursue the good things of life? Yes. What is the right way of pursuing it? That's a question that receives many answers. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. This scripture doesn't say you may ask, you. He says ask. It is a command as well as a promise. It's not only a promise, it's also a command.
That is, it is your duty to ask. You know what I suggest? If you refuse to ask and you don't have, blame only yourself. Don't blame God. I was saying something in the pastor's meeting. I said, the promises of God made, I've said it here now also, time without number, are made with the understanding that we will do what God expects us to do. Then we will have what he promises to give. Meaning that if we refuse to do what we are expected to do, what he promises will not come. So if all you know is that God promised to do this, God promised to do this. Oh Lord, fulfill your promise. When he was making the promise, he had earlier said, do this so, don't do this so, don't do this so. He was taken for granted that you took his word seriously. What he asked you not to do, you will not do. What he asked you to do, you will do. Then he says, I will do this for you. It's like mama called his baby child. I said, child, go and fill that bucket with water. I will wash your pint quickly. Go and fill that bucket with water. I'm going to wash your pint quickly. Instead of the baby to fill the bucket with water, the baby goes to play ball. How does the mother wash the pint when the water to use is not available? There is nothing God demands from us that is not for our good. Nothing. Everything it demands from us, whether we understand this or not, whether we know it or not, whether we agree with it or not, everything it demands from us is for our good, not only for our collective good. Everything it demands from you is for your good. Have we not told young girls that girlfriend, boyfriend is for the ash do die too, not for us? Abby, what do? From behind they go to girl boyfriend and tell themselves they know how to do it. I'll still be a Christian. I'm not going to be a sinner. I know the word of God. I make sure the boyfriend I have is a Christian, born again. And therefore, we will not suggest fornication because he's born again and born again. We are only friends and we may eventually marry. But fornication, no way. How old will the child be that his mother will meet her in the world? Eh? You will fornicate. You want to man go you in the life, eh? Who impregnate me? The born again boyfriend. All of you were born together. The promises of God are made with the understanding that you will do what God asks you to do, that you will have what God promises to give. Now, pursue. He says, ask, and it shall be given you. Find. What does it mean to find? Look for. You cannot find unless you look for. Hallelujah. Amen. So you find what you are looking for. Find. Knock and it shall be open. To knock is not to, is not only to see there is a door there. To knock is not only to know that there is something good for you inside that place that this door leads to. To knock is actually to go to that door and ask the door to do what? To open. Psalm 34 verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek it. Pursue it. The word of God says that
we must not follow the methods of unbelievers in looking for the good things of life. Matthew 6:31. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Yet one will only be deceiving himself to fold his hands and expect that the good things of life will just be flowing into his life. It would truly be wrong to join unbelievers in using evil means to look for the good things of life. At the same time, it will not be right for us not to use the God-ordained means to pursue them. The balancing we are doing today is that God promises to bless us, he promises to increase us, he promises to promote us, to prosper us. We have our responsibility to look for these good things. So, yes, we are not to look for them the way unbelievers are looking for them. At the same time, we have the responsibility of using God-ordained means to look for them. The Bible said that we should not love the world, nor the things that are in the world. And that if we do this, it means that the love of God is not in us. John 1:15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. This scriptural passage mentions specifically what it condemns. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If it had stopped there, we would have been in great confusion. I repeat, love the world, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If the word of God has stopped there, we would have been in great confusion. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. So that we will not be confused. It now says, for all. I've told you, anywhere you see all in the Bible, pay serious attention. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. All that are in the world, you know the meaning. All that are in the world, what are they? Three: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Is that all that are in the world? He says all that are in the world are three: lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. All that are in the all that are in the world. Are there no benches in the world? Is my spectacle not in the world? Is there no Bible in the world? Is your baby not in the world? Is this fan not in the world? Is a car not in the world? Is this bench not in the world? Is the Amala you had yesterday not in the world? Is the excreta still hiding in your stomach not in the world? How can you say all that are in the world are just three? Loss of the flesh, loss of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know what he's saying? When I say love not the world, neither the thing that are in the world, I am talking about three things. You, I'm not talking about car. I'm not talking about table. I'm not talking about food. I'm not talking about cloth. I'm talking about lust of the eyes, of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. This is what I am talking about. And these are the things that are in the world that I say you should not love. Is that understood?
Yes.
When you are reading your Bible, the Bible says, it's Peter that talked there. I think that should be the last paragraph of 2 Peter. He said some of the things Paul wrote, according to the wisdom given unto him, are difficult to understand, which some people are twisting for their own destruction. If Peter could say something was difficult to understand, what should I say about that thing? So the Bible is not a book you just carry. You don't talk.
It's a thing you read. The Bible says you meditate therein day and night. Why meditating day and night? When you meditate in the day, the noise around, the activities around, the thing drawing your attention does not allow you to concentrate and really get the picture the Holy Ghost is painting. But when you come in the night when everything is quiet, you are able to understand better. What that suggests is that this book is not always easy to fully understand unless you will pay extra attention to look for the understanding. So love not the world, neither the things are in the world. All that are in the world that is condemned here are three. I think I spent time about 3 weeks ago to deal with that. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil deceive you. Some children supposed to plan a good future for themselves are wasting their life on other things, thinking that God has promised to prosper me. And you'll be a Omolanke pusher tomorrow if you don't do what you're supposed to do today. And those your friends that you sing together in the church, you move about together, you do things together, but are pursuing their education, tomorrow you'll be begging them for food. Then when they will ask you to go and meet their driver to give you the one he eats remain. You have some elderly people today who will tell you that, I went to the same school with Obafemi Awolowo. How come that Obafemi Awolowo become so prominent and you become so useless? Children, hear the truth. Hear the truth. What will be tomorrow, you determine it today. I was telling my pastors this morning, I said churches are still being sold. Once in Tashosh, Leko. Is it church sold? Yeah. When there is no membership is reducing, thus money is not flowing. The pastor have taken loan to do this, borrow money to do that. And the members, when the creditors come and shout, some newcomer will say, say na igbese dey je here. Then the ones, the old timer, the wife will call husband and say, hey, we that are saying things are not working well, church where we go, go where we go, walk where. They say police go come tomorrow, come arrest. You know, say you'll be dicking. Now they go first carry you. What will dicking do? After some time, go near, you hear that the pastor have sold the church. And when I told my pastor in our meeting, they are not ignorant, nevertheless, they don't see it that way. Then I said, you want me to give you an example? There is a church in so place. Today, it belongs to Redeemed Christian Church of God because it was sold to Redeem. I know the pastor, he knows me very well. In fact, he's now dead. He's dead now. He knows me, I know him. I knew when the church was doing well, there are a lot of people. But he day came that they have to sell the church. He said, so we can sell this one. But are we going to sell this one?
No!
The way it is going, is it going the way it can be sold?
No.
No. You don't know I'm the one who preached yesterday. Did I know Ofa preach? Did I know Ofa preach? Maybe you don't know that after the Ofa preaching, I was here to hold the pastor's meeting. And we went to sleep maybe around one something. Yeah. Though I woke late this morning, we still have to start our meeting early this morning. And you remember that when I dropped this, when I dropped this microphone, I go for what? I go for Conquering. Don't I know how to sleep this morning? And yan. Then when somebody come to say, Daddy, he said 30. Bible study. That's it, no day this world. Oh, where are no day? Only no day there. He said, only day, he just returned from a tour. He done the lead prayer, then they wait for you. Say, they are not sensible enough to know that I should rest. What will they say? You don't know what they will say? Even if they know I didn't say it, well, they will say, sorry, sir. They will say sorry for you tomorrow. If you face your business the way I face this church, you will prosper. You all know it. Who don't know it? Who among you don't know it? If you face your business the way I face my business in this church, you will be a success.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I making sense? First Timothy chapter 6 verse 10 says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which why some coveted after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life is condemned in 1 John 2:15-17. Love of money is condemned in 1 Timothy 6:10. How many of you are having any money in your pocket now? 10 naira, 20 naira, 50 naira. You get for your pocket, raise your hand. You know me, I don't get one kobo from my pocket. I'm a holy man. You say you no get offering, I no get. Pastor, you know they bring offering all the time. You don't know that I am an offering myself.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I told you the other time that some people give their January salary as first fruit. When they bring the whole of the January salary as first fruit, where do they get tied to pay? Down, dada. Where do they get offering to give? Do they pay tight? Such people, do they pay tight? Do they give offering?
Yes.
So if you bring out your offering, if you check to see whether pastor get offering, you will be a failure. Many weeks, money don't enter my pocket. Weeks. Not 1 week, some weeks. You can't see one kobo for my pocket any day. So you know they spend money to travel from here to that place. I need money. From here to where we do concrete there, do we need money? We are talking about vehicle. I told the pastor that my vehicle had broken down there for some days. And it's like I don't know the vehicle broke down. You say why? I don't get where I won't go. Sometimes I try to remember the last day I reached that third road. Sometimes I will just say, when did I reach that third road? Oh, somebody will tell me, that will be about a month ago. So are you enjoying your life so much? It's like I withdraw into Lagos to come and be interpreting. Every pay Yoruba department. She look my cushion, sure. Praise the Lord. The point I'm making is there any money in your pocket? I'm the only man in the house. Me, I no get money for my pocket. But all of you get money for your pocket. Ben, I beg. And yet the Bible says, love not the love of the love of money is the root of all evil. If
even those who interpret that to mean that we shouldn't pursue money, they still manage to have some money in their pocket. And our Lord Jesus laid good example by having money when he came to the world. That was why Judas could be his treasurer. It's not money that is problem. It is the love of money that is problem. There is difference between money and love of money. Like I've told you before, not everybody that love money has money. And not everybody that has money love money. So when the Bible says love not the world, it doesn't, or neither the things that are in the world, it doesn't mean you shouldn't prefer Amala to Eba. Or you shouldn't prefer silk to Ankara. Or that you shouldn't prefer shoe to cross sander. It doesn't mean you shouldn't prefer Volvo to Peugeot. That's not what it means. You can desire the good things of life, acquire the good things of life, enjoy the good things of life, and still not be a lover of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say a good hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we are not told not to look for money. In the same way, 1 John 2:15 does not say that believers should not desire, look for, or enjoy the good things of life. The three things it condemns does not directly mean cars, houses, food, or any other good thing of life. We can have all these good things of life made available to us by our Heavenly Father and still have the love of our Father in us. People like Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, etc. had the good things of life in abundance, and this does not remove the love of God from their hearts. It is true that some people who call themselves Christians are misusing the good things of life. This does not automatically mean that the good things of life are no longer good. The badness of evil people cannot turn the good things of life made available to the children of God to bad things. It is true that some poor people are trying to do the will of God. A good example of this was Lazarus of Luke 16:19-25. This does not mean that poverty is a good thing, or that Abraham and the likes should have thrown away the blessings God made available to them. I believe if the poor people that are trying to do the will of God are able to make ends meet, they are most likely going to do better in doing the will of God. I repeat, if you know any poor person that is serving God faithfully, if God blesses him and he remains who he is, he will serve God better. Am I correct?
Yes.
Am I correct?
Yes.
I know people who trek to church because they don't have money for a car. And they come regularly. And suddenly God blesses them with car. What do they use the car to do? They use the car to transport people to church. They use the car to do the business of God. They use the car to run around for God. Because the car is a servant to them. It's not poverty that makes a person serve God. It's a determination to serve God that makes you to serve God. One may be poor and still not serve God. One may be blessed, rich, and still serve God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to draw attention to the fact that though Abraham was very rich when he was in the world, and Lazarus was very poor, in paradise, Abraham seemed to be greater than Lazarus. Is that correct? How do we know that? The rich man said, "Father Abraham, let Lazarus dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my what?" He didn't answer me. "And cool my tongue." When he said, "Father Abraham, tell Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger," it means that where the rich man was, he could see that from the look of things here, Abraham is greater than
Abraham is greater than Lazarus.
Am I understood? Now, I'm not trying to suggest that Abraham was greater because he was rich when he was in the world, or that Lazarus was lesser because he was poor when he was in the world. What I'm saying is that the riches of Abraham did not prevent him from going to paradise when he died, and that the poverty of Lazarus did not necessarily make him greater than others in paradise. Hear it very well. Hear it again. That Abraham was rich in the world did not prevent him from going to paradise. Is that correct? That Lazarus was poor did not necessarily make him to be greater than others there. Don't deceive yourself that I know I will enjoy everything in heaven. Yeah, you enjoy in heaven. But your poverty does not necessarily provide a better place for you there. Just as riches does not deprive those who are to go there and enjoy the goodness there from doing it. Poverty is not prerequisite aside for going to heaven or occupying a special place there. The one who is poor because his consecration. Listen, the one who is poor because his consecration, commitment, and dedication to the word of God did not allow him to make much money, he's going to be specially rewarded in heaven. Not just because he was poor, but because of his dedication and commitment to the work of God. There is nothing done truly and rightly for God that is done in vain. Even the giving of a cup of water, he promises to reward. Mark 9:41. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. Raise your head and look at me. There are people who cannot work and make good money because they are totally committed to the work of God. When they get to heaven, they will be specially rewarded for that commitment and work. They are not going to be rewarded for inability to make money. They will be rewarded for their commitment. So if there are two people, one is not able to make money, much money, because he spends all his time to work for God. One is not able to make much money because he is careless and lazy, though a child of God. When they get to heaven, he will discover that there is no reward for not making money in the world in heaven. So they are not going to say two of you could not make money in the world, have money, have reward. No. There is no reward for not making good money in the world. There is reward for commitment, dedication, serving the Lord. This other man that could not make money because he was busy doing the business of God will be rewarded for his dedication and commitment. His counterpart who could not make money, but not because he was dedicated to God, will not have any reward for that inability to make money. Don't be deceived. Don't use poverty to console yourself, to encourage yourself. Poverty is not a fatu. Poverty is not a fatu. Everybody say it. I thank God. I know I'm poor in this world. I'll be rich in heaven. What makes you poor? When your mate was schooling, you are wasting your life all around. It's at the time of exam you become suddenly pregnant and you couldn't write exam. Your mate denied themselves. They didn't have boyfriend. They wrote exam. They passed. They made good grade. When you deliver your baby, you are not seeing the baby. You couldn't go back to school on time. By the time you try to go back, your parents are retired. They couldn't pay your school fees. And thus, you become a dropout. The future of the future. Your mate that's good were able to make ends meet. You that did not school, you now become their babysitter working for them. So you are poor, they are rich. They You will tell yourself that when I get to heaven, I will enjoy all my own. When you get to heaven, you discover that there is no reward for your carelessness and self-indulgence. The need to pursue the good things of life, you need it. God promises to bless you, but you have your part to play. And child from childhood to play it. Let this message be told our children. Don't promise your children that because you belong to me and I'm praying for you all the time. I know Bobo Inloma Sori Re. I know Bobo Inloma Losuaji. Or Agba Lonsofun. Or Agba does not always bow. Or Motio Bashja Shamu. Kekere Lotin Shenu. Shamu Shamu. He's made to read book. He knows Abi. They ask him to go and land trade. He knows Abi. What does he sabi? When there is time for talking, like ye, oro judge issue, oro no lo mo so, oko gasi ya o mo, oko gosi miti o mo, oko. That your child is digging pit of poverty for himself and his generation. Ohun atawon mo ti obi. Most of you are at Akwata Dide. I'm sure you know the meaning of at Akwata Dide. Era of Atia Detuni. One man sobe. Akwata Laman Petele. One boba Akwata Ni Yodun Dide. Boba Shero for Yelole. So most of us are from Era for Dide. You know the rough for offer you went through. Because your parents were who they were. Some of these are parents could have been better. And thus prepare a better foundation for us. But they wasted their lives. Marrying three wives. When they cannot feed one. And thus give back to children. That will have no future. Some of them. The cocoa farm their father left for them. They carelessly allow it to get destroyed. Snatched away from them, or they sold. They use the money to drink oguro, as if there be no future. Thank God for the little they can get from the father's legacy. But they produce us. When it's time for them to lay foundation for us, they have no foundation for themselves, let alone lay for us. So we started from where did you say we start just now? From rough or rougher. But thank God, kaba kaba kaba, you are trying to make something. Tell your children, I am not rough or rougher. Your future should be better than my own. Ojo waju re, bodo daraju temi. But the way I see you going, so if at the time you're supposed to be man, you will still need to depend on me. You are putting my life in problem, your life in problem, and the children you give back to in problem. And I've warned you, I think I'm winning the battle here. This problem of attributing every problem of life to wishes and wizards is one of the greatest deceits of Satan in the life of believers. You don't face your work. You don't do it the way you're supposed to do. Even Christians in the church cannot give you job. Because they know you are so lazy that you will not go to do the work on time. So they give it to unbelievers instead of you. And therefore you cannot make it. Then you now say, I know those who are pursuing me, they will leave me one day. They won't leave you. You know where they are pursuing you to? Grave. Somebody said, don't let me, I can't remember the place he mentioned, but it seems Akure was there. One le lati le sha oda Akure gba. One she le lati Akure ba omori le ko igba. Ben on le odi New York. Nje mo pe ni New York lohun ye le. That thing that is pursuing you to grave. He said, Pastor, don't curse me now. I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you the truth too. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you the truth. When your shadow is your enemy, who rescues you? Adam Lonjari. Your shadow is your enemy. Who can rescue you? Tell me the technology that will separate your shadow from you or you from your shadow. If you like, call your shadow wish. Call it wizard. Call it a Mary. Call it a demon. Call, any name you like, call your shadow. It's your partner till you enter grave. The truth is bitter. It is the bitter pill that heals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What am I saying? When a person is committed to God, and because of that, he cannot make much. Those who are pursuing their businesses and are not making anything should not use the case of that fellow to console themselves. I'm sorry, I didn't have much reliable background. I did not have a reliable background. So I don't have a brother in America that can send me one comma. But to tell you the truth, if I'm not a pastor today, it's not boasting. I'll be a millionaire. If I'm not a pastor, I believe in plenty. You say, where do you get the plenty? I'm not deceiving you and I'm not exaggerating. I know some characteristics I have that if you have it, you'll be a millionaire. You say, what are the characteristics? By the grace of God, I'm industrious. That's one. I'm not a lover of ease. The spirit I use in doing that work, if I use it to do my business, I'm not going to make money. Tell me. If it's book I'm writing, it's the same thing. If the work here is the same thing. When I was pastoring under a church, it was the same thing. When Bible Pattern Church newly started, let me tell you, Bryce was a secondary school teacher in Holy Apostolic Secondary School. Bryce was a student in that school. Who again can I remember? If I lie now, at least they will know in their heart that they don't lie. The time they were going to school in the morning, I was on the way to our farm, passing the frontage of their school. The time they were going to school in the morning, I'm on my way to our farm. Not my farm. All the days I spent, 8 years in the college, I did not have one heap of yam. My salary was not up to 100 naira. Whereby Pattern Church have not started. I told myself, I'm sent here to plant men, not cassava. So I did not have farm. And I was not lazy. When Bible Pattern Church started, my condition changed. I'm now Daddy G.O. So all the issue now on my neck. We needed so many things. One of the greatest problems was generator. I said, how do we get generator? I said, if we go for farming, we'll get money for generator. If you see our okra farm, you think we are cocoa farm. Early in the morning I was there. It was my landlord's son that taught me how to plant the first maize. I was as ignorant as that. We wanted to plant the maize and I wanted to go alone before members would come. I told my landlord's child to follow me. He's the one who taught me that when you open, you put two or three. We planted okra.
You see, all the business did not succeed sincerely. Not, they didn't succeed. Because I didn't know. Our crop became like this. And when I went to farm and saw it, I was happy. When we were at first, we went with bath. It came like lying. Never lost Ruwale. I'm not exaggerating. My wife was is still alive. But can I tell you the truth? God rewarded me for all. Suddenly, I've told you the story. I can't go back to it. God taught me something. And for many years, it fed me, fed my family, fed all the pastors, and I know it was a reward. Maybe you don't know that if I had pursued my life that way, and not a pastor, come for Bible study, come for workers meeting, but I lay on Monday morning, go to look for money, I go get money, oh, big money. Another characteristic is that by the grace of God, I spend prudently. I was talking to a family yesterday. I said, go and ask my wife. Nobody can say, pastor, borrow money from me. I don't borrow. You say, ah, pastor, even yesterday, you say, who will loan us money to do concrete? Now they borrow money. If police come, I will say, I want it. Daddy, you are a I will point to you. You are the one borrowing the money. It's church borrowing. But personally, I don't borrow. I've known for long that borrower is a slave to the lender. I don't borrow. I don't spend beyond my ability. I'm telling you why I know I would have been a millionaire. Look at me even today. Today there is no type of food I want to be eating that I'm not qualified to eat. I'm a big man today. So I could tell them that buy cow, kill, keep in freezer, and be cooking for me. None of you will raise eyebrow. Eh? Not too long ago, I asked them, how much do you say you used to buy meat for me? They say so amount. I say, hey, me. Cut it to two. The one cooking say, ha. I say, why are you saying ha? If you have been giving me three meat, reduce it to two or one. If you have been giving me two, reduce it to one. They didn't like it, but they have to obey my order. You say, what's wrong with you? Nothing is wrong with me. I told them, I'm not big enough to eat that. You want me to eat tomorrow, today? I was telling the other. I said, when pastor, when they come, we sit down. Some are having three children in Covenant University. Some are having four. Some said their children abroad. But I didn't have money for that. I like it. I know it's good. It will help their future. But I don't have the resources. What do you expect me to do? So I put them in the school I can afford. And I pray that God will make them to succeed. We were in a pastor's meeting. I said, come. You, your child was in Camp David University, nursery and primary, or what do they call it, in Oba. When my son was in one Rugbe school at Okera, and I pay your salary. You talk like that in minister's meeting. I tell them the kind of thing I tell them in minister's meeting. I tell you, some of you will have run away. I tell them the truth. My son was in Rugbe school in Okera. You know it. You are the one who pays school fees. Your son was in Camp David. I mentioned the name of the school. And I'm not bothered. You say, pastor, how come? His wife has money and is paying the school fees of his son. Is that a blessing or a curse? Eh? Me, I did not have enough money to put my child there. Should that be my headache? I bless the child, bless my child. I say, God help us. And God help all of us. Pastors, when they come, my son in Covenant University, they said they are going for excursion. The money we mention is enough to pay the school fees of my child for 1 whole year.
I'm not disturbed. I'm not bothered. That song we were singing. Brother, help me to thank God. Sister, help me to thank God. He will do for me what he has done for you. Brother, help me to thank God. Some of such pastors, when their landlord asks them to park, because there is no money to pay for the rented place, may still come to a person like me and say, Daddy, help me. And I have where to dip my hand and help. Taloga. Plan your life well. Don't hang what is not on the neck of God, the neck of God. God will do it. God will do it. God will do it. Have I not preached to you that anything that is the duty of man, God doesn't do it? Am I teaching you not to send your children to good schools? Am I telling you not to put good money for food? I'm only saying don't eat your tomorrow today. Don't eat your tomorrow today. If Jesus tarries, next week we'll be looking at how to pursue the good things of life. So what we have done today is the need. What we are saying is that you have the need to pursue the good things of life. Am I understood? There must be desire in you to buy land, build house. Our pastor did not remember to tell us when we were believers. I will bought good land in Bariga. We pass those who be here. We know they are the people of the world that are going with the world. We are going to heaven. But my pastor get house. More than one. But they did not remember to teach us that we to feed by land. They don't say may we not buy you. But they don't say may we buy. Because if they have told us to buy, some of us could have bought land conveniently. Today I try to remember that. How much could a plot of land be? I could have removed such money from my salary. But I never knew that omo Olorun rale. Omo Olorun oke ni le wa wa lodo Jesus. We later discovered that this body does not live in oke. It lives here. The one that we live in oke is different from the one that we live here. Am I making any sense? Face your job. Face it like somebody that wants to prosper. Then pray, God, prosper it. He will prosper. Anything that is your duty, God will not do it for you. Customer come to your shop. You talk to him anyhow. Customers are kings. Even small child. Once he's buying from you, he's the one benefiting you. He could have gone to the next shop. That he comes to you, he's benefiting you. So yes sir, yes ma'am, is your answer. But you gather the money from all of them. When you two get to market to buy, they will say yes sir to you. Am I understood? I'm not teaching you to forsake Jesus and run after the world. But I'm saying don't use the fact that you are following Jesus to prepare a bad future for yourself. If you say you will die next week, if you don't die next year and come, wait till you go shop. Stand up and let us pray. Help me, Lord God. Sing it. I have no other help. Sing it well. Help me, Lord God. In your name I trust. Sing it. Help me, Lord God. I have no other. Sing it. Help me, Lord God. Don't let me pass away. Thank you, Father, for the blessings of the past. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood for me. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. I need more of your help. Help me, dear Lord. Don't let me be ashamed. Let's sing it now. Help me, Lord God. I have no other help.
Help me, Lord God, in you alone I trust. Help me, Lord God, I have no other help. Help me, Lord God, don't let me be ashamed.
Begin to pray for yourself. The grace to follow the path of wisdom, the path of blessedness, the path of success, that I will pursue the good things of life the way I supposed to. O Lord, give unto me. I will not live a careless life. I will not live for tomorrow what I'm supposed to do today. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. Give me the grace to seek and find the good things of life.
Lord, we thank you again for making us part of this fellowship. We appreciate you once again for teaching us your word, leading us in the path we are to follow, so that the good things you promise us might be ours. We appreciate you. Take all the honor in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that all you have made us to understand, the equivalent grace that be needed to be able to do likewise. Grant unto us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. As we go forward this day, this week, pursuing the good things of life, give us the grace to pursue them rightly and also to have them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever the good things of life you have prepared for us, for this time, wherever they may be, lead us there in Jesus' name. Open our eyes to see them in Jesus' name. Grant us the grace to acquire them in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that may we not lack. May we have everything to take to be your children, righteous, worthy of living well, and also worthy of living with you in eternity. Grant unto us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. We have been told that poverty does not elevate God. But when we have good and godly riches, and we manage them well, we are prudent. We are doing our works rightly. We have all the good things of life to enjoy and also to use to glorify you. Father, therefore, grant unto us in Jesus' name. Everywhere we shall go, everything we shall do, we pray your spirit will go with us and do with us. And thus make us blessed in Jesus' name. But I want to specially pray, and more especially at this time, that we need you to specially help us, to specially bless us. Because as you give us these good things of life, we will definitely use them to honor you. We will definitely use them to make your world to progress. We pray for every member of Bipartan Church this time, that you lift us higher in Jesus' name. Release special blessing upon us. release special blessing upon our works. Grant us the good things that will make life better for us in Jesus' name. And this time around, we pray that you bless us with good money. The one we use to serve you and honor you. The one that will be useful for the progress and promotion of your work on earth in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because you have heard us. The source of the ministration, bless them all. In Jesus' name, we are prayed.